producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, on the air every week, and for the most part, I guess I would have to say it's weekends, on a lot of great radio stations all around the country. People call it the heartland. There are stations on the East Coast and the West Coast, here, there, and everywhere, who want to know more about agriculture. Thus the name, the American Family Farmer. What we focus on here in this program is trying to find solutions for the problems that the family farmers have in our country, the hobby farmers, the people that run ag businesses that are small family operations, and the folks who are in the locavore movement. It is a rapidly expanding group, people who are interested in the food supply, where it comes from, how do we get ourselves into the pickle, if you'll pardon the pun that we are in, with regard to the food and food supply. So each week we take apart an issue or two and try to explain what the issue may be, and then where do we go from there. So we've invited Nicolette Hahn-Nyman, who is a rancher, an attorney, and a writer. Much of her time is spent speaking and writing about the problems of industrialized livestock production, including defending beef and righteous pork chop. I chuckle at that, Nicolette, and I bet that a lot of people chuckle at that. Righteous, yes. Pork chop. Let's bring ourselves to that before we do defending beef. Right the wrong with the righteous pork chop, will you?
Yes. Well, I wrote Righteous Pork Chop was my first book, and I wrote that after having spent a couple of years working as the senior attorney for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at an environmental group called Waterkeeper Alliance. Mm-hmm. And Bobby Kennedy had been traveling all over the United States, as he does, and he was encountering people everywhere talking about their community water supply being affected by large confinement animal agriculture, whether it was dairies or pig operations or chicken operations or egg operations. And he felt that no one was really doing anything to address this. The government wasn't really treating it as a Clean Water Act problem, even though the Clean Water Act does apply to it. And, you know, agriculture itself was just generally moving in this more industrialized direction. So, and nonprofit organizations really were not working on it very much at that time. And so he asked me to make that my full-time work. I was kind of reluctant, because I knew that meant working full-time on manure, and that didn't sound very glamorous to me. But once I began learning about the issues and seeing the communities that were directly affected by these large agribusiness corporations, then I got very motivated. In fact, a lot of the people I was working with were family farmers who had been on their land. You know, their families had been there for generations, and all of a sudden these large, you know, pork confinement hog operations or dairy confinement operations came in and moved nearby and made their lives, you know, almost unlivable because they had these enormous problems with odor and their water supplies were contaminated and so forth. So I did this work and learned about, you know, the industrialization process that had happened in the second half of the 20th century. And I also began working with smaller farmers that were doing things in a more traditional way and how that is actually beneficial for the food supply and for the animals and for the environment. And so what I did in the first book, Righteous Pork Chop, was I really just described how the food supply had changed in you know, over the last century, and especially the way we raise animals, how it had become much more based on confinement and chemicals and fossil fuels, and how we really had a choice, and that was not the way that we needed to go. And I made the case for a more traditional way of raising animals in the book Righteous Pork Chop.
So you have a background as a rancher. Are you a farm girl, as they say? Are you someone who was brought up on the farm?
I was not raised on a farm. I'm from Kalamazoo, Michigan, and, you know, there's a huge amount of excellent farmland in Michigan, and including near Kalamazoo. And so I had been on a lot of farms growing up there. But my parents were both professors at the university there, and I was not raised on a farm at all. But I spent a lot of time outdoors and playing outside, and I was just very interested in nature, and majored in biology in college. And I always loved the idea of being on a farm and enjoyed the experiences of being on a farm, because to me, those were the people who were really working, you know, with nature and being outside for much of the day. And I had this dream that I would retire to a farm someday. But I ended up entering farm life earlier than I planned, because through my work at Waterkeeper Alliance with Bobby Kennedy, I met Bill Nyman, who's the founder of the Nyman Ranch Network of Farmers and Ranchers, and ended up marrying him, and then therefore became, through marriage, you know, the kind of the old-fashioned way, I guess.
You know, it's very interesting. That name rang a bell with me, because I've heard of your husband's work. As a matter of fact, I'm going to leave it to you to make sure that he gets on this program, because we need to talk to him about some things that are an important part of our whole agricultural culture, if you'll pardon the sort of pun there. The defending beef, let's now, we've moved a little from the pork chop to the beef.
Well, what happened is, you know, because of my background is really as a biologist and as an environmental lawyer, and I practiced law for about 10 years. The last 3 years of it, I was working entirely for environmental groups. And so I had this, you know, very strong background in environmental work and strong interest in it. And then when I began working and living on a ranch myself, I realized how important and how valuable grazing animals in particular are to the ecology of, you know, the world and to of any community, and what an important part of the food supply, the food that they produce is. And so I got more and more frustrated when I would continually encounter, you know, just negative statements about cattle over and over again in, you know, in, especially in environmental groups, you know, publications.
I want to interrupt for just a second.
People, you know, eat less beef and stuff. And there's a legitimate reason for that on the one hand, but it's a really oversimplified view of, you know, of cattle. So what I did in defending beef was I made the case that, that 40% of the earth is covered by grasslands, and the grazing animals that are domesticated by humans that are grazing those lands now, are a really important part of the ecology of the earth, because they are actually maintaining those grasslands. And when they're in diversified farming operations, they're contributing a really important role to the way that those operations function. And when they're on grasslands, they're acting as kind of the surrogate for the wild animals that are no longer covering the earth that used to be. And that's what defending beef is all about. So I'm trying to present a different perspective than I think most people are used to hearing about beef and dairy cattle.
All right. Nicola and Han Nyman is with us. We're talking about the sources of beef and other meats that we have in our country. What's good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong. We continue on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
I operate an event center that hosts horse shows, so there are always horses there. There are also lots of families with children, and the events are a lot of fun for kids. But I was recently informed that if a child pets a horse and gets bitten, which happens from time to time, I might be legally liable for damages, not the owner of the horse or the parents of the child. Kids occasionally do silly things and get hurt. It's a part of growing up. But now we worry about the enormous cost of lawsuits in this country. That's why we should look through the lens of liberty and remind ourselves of some important principles. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family. Suing people when there's no negligence simply isn't fair.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Continuing on now, our conversation on the American Family Farmer aimed at helping you understand some of the issues in modern farming, family farming in America. Nicolette Hahn Nyman is with us. She's written two books, one called Defending Beef, the other Righteous Pork Chop. Defending Beef argues that cattle are not inherently bad for either the earth or our nutritional health. One of the things that I get off on, this is a rant and rave with me, Nicolette, you and I don't know each other, but I will tell you on my regular radio program, I talk about this all the time because the people that are out there saying, oh, not only water, but methane gas is ruining the everything about the our atmosphere, cows, kill them all, they're spoiling everything. So if you really know, and you're not talking like a person with a paper butt about what goes on with a cow, and speaking of that, their butts, the stuff that comes out of their butts is so good for the soil, not only the manure value, but the microbes that come out get into the soil, enhance the value of what our soils are doing, so the photosynthetic process works so much more efficiently. You get more green, if you will, in every inch of land that's affected by these microbes. Thus, we are creating more oxygen, more breathable air. It's exactly the opposite of what some of these phonies would have us believe about the production of cattle.
Yeah, actually, that is exactly one of the, that's one of the main issues I address in the book, because people have gotten this whole issue really oversimplified lately, and there has been a huge amount of issue on the climate change and especially the methane focus. And what that's done is it's made the conversation kind of silly almost, because rather than looking at the whole picture of how grazing animals, what the role that they play in, you know, the world's ecology, mm-hmm. and in our food system, and looking at them as these amazing entities that sort of transform sunlight, as you were saying, Doug, the energy of sunlight, and take it from grass primarily and turn it into food. And
it's amazing. It is just amazing. We'll continue with a focus on this process. Nicolette Hahn Nyman with us on the American Family Farmer.
Mm-hmm.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
With me, Doug Steffen, on the American Family Farmer. This portion of the program, we are discussing her books, Defending Beef and Righteous Pork Chop. More Defending Beef, because that's the newest book. Cattle are not bad. I'm not a meat eater, and I say that up front so that I don't sound like a hypocrite. I don't believe in eating meat. I have, for a long time, sworn off. The cows are my friends. I don't eat my friends, and that's what sort of got me off the kick of eating beef. You decide for yourself whether it's good for you or it isn't good for you. It depends on where it comes from. One of the things that drives me crazy, Nicolette, is the this whole discussion about the Brazilian beef imports coming into our country. Instead of using beef grown here, we're going to try to get something coming from a country that's loaded with foot and mouth disease. And the fact that we have no inspection, I mean, this is a whole different area to go down, I suppose. And I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, the good news is most of the beef in the United States is domestic. Yeah. Interestingly, we have huge amounts of imported lamb, for example. Yeah. But the beef that we consume is about 84% born and raised entirely in the United States, which is kind of surprising to most people because we do hear a lot about the imports. But I agree there's plenty of beef that's raised here in the United States.
So the factory farms that we have, and there are more of them, not less of them. As a matter of fact, you may have seen the same article that I saw this week where a forecaster said in the next 40 to 50 years in America, we're going to see feedlots of not 5 to 10,000 animals, but 50 to 60,000. There are now examples that we're studying in China where there are farms that are milking 100,000 cows a day.
And yeah, I've seen some of those videos.
Have you seen that?
I know it's scary because it really, the whole idea of the human taking care of the animal and the skill and the knowledge and the connection that you were just talking about, Doug, with the human and the animal,
yeah,
which I think is really the cornerstone of good animal husbandry. And that just disappears in that kind of an environment. It's not possible to have any kind of connection with your cattle in those numbers.
No, it's a machine then. It's just a machine.
Absolutely.
That's all it is.
You're totally focused on production. And
yep,
production, of course, needs to be, you know, a part of the equation.
Sure, of course it does.
That's true, but that
right,
should not be the key of the focus.
Well, I think under the circumstances, what we have here is, what is the old line, a failure to communicate. What's not being heard is what the locavores are saying to the people who are responsible. And at some point in time, this is all going to melt. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I hold is that the approach the government has now and their collusion with big business and big ag is ruining it for the people that maybe argue 90% of our milk and beef and stuff comes still from family farms. And if we don't get out of the way of letting these people do what they are doing well, then in 40 to 50 years, never mind not being the breadbasket, we won't be able to supply our own country with enough food. And I think that's really the message to take away here. We've got to push the government out of the way and let the people who know what they're doing do what they do. Are there sometimes circumstances that exist that are bad and need to be corrected? Yep. But not in the onerous way that they're being attacked now. And I think that's part of what you're saying in the book, Defending Beef.
Yeah, I just think we need to basically retake our food supply.
Yep. We certainly do. All right, Nicolette, thank you for your expertise. Good to have you here. Nicolette Hahn-Nyman, you look for the book Defending Beef, to find out more about the animals that do good for our environment and the land, and not the other way around, as it is presented sometimes by those who are the enemies of you having your own supply of good fresh food. Nicolette Nyman with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Grainger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over a million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Improve the look of your home for less with hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Choose from over 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, woodwork tile, and more. All for a lot less than other stores. This week, get gorgeous pre-finished 3/4-inch solid copper heavy hardwood for $3.29 and more from 99 cents. $2 instant savings on our hot Bellawood matte finished hardwood floors. North American and European laminate from 49 cents and more. And 18-month special financing for the floor you want at the price you deserve. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Elder financial abuse remains both underreported and misunderstood. What's more, as America's population ages and life expectancies rise, more and more cases are possible. That's according to a study from Allianz Life. Katie Libby is the company's vice president of consumer insights.
Despite a reluctance to turn to others for help, we found that elders who regularly talk to third-party resources feel that they're better equipped to identify and prevent financial abuse. That's why we partnered with the Better Business Bureau on Safeguarding Our Seniors, a program that includes free resources that describe red flags to watch for and tips for prevention. The effort also features an initiative that sends volunteers to community and senior organizations to educate and encourage discussion on financial abuse.
To learn more about the Safeguarding Our Seniors campaign, visit AllianzLife.com/SOS.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Part of the American Family Farmer is devoted to a discussion of what has been called the Dorito effect. And it may or may not be what you think. And I guess you've got to listen to figure this out. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting Mark Schatzker to join us, an award-winning writer from Toronto. He's a radio columnist for the CBC, frequent contributor to the Globe and Mail. He writes for Condé Nast Traveler, Bloomberg Pursuits. Author of The Dorito Effect, The New Truth About Food and Flavor and Steak, One Man's Search for the World's Tastiest Piece of Beef. It's going to be I'm all done. The title takes care of everything, Mark, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In a way. So what is the Dorito Effect? How is it that you use that as an attention getter for writing your thoughts?
Well, this is a book about food and what happened to food. And my argument is that everything that's gone wrong with food is not about sugar or carbs or fat. It's about flavor. We can literally taste it. And here's the problem. All the food we grow is getting blander and blander. It has been for 50 years. We know this because grandma often tells us tomatoes don't taste the way they used to, or chicken doesn't taste the way they used to. But we also know this because the science informs us that the food we grow is losing nutrients and it's losing flavor. The second part of this problem is that we have cracked the mystery of flavor. We can produce the flavors in factories that we're losing from food, and we do produce them in the millions and millions of pounds, and we add them to all sorts of things, potato chips, soft drinks, frozen pizzas, fast food. What we need to do is understand that eating is a behavior. We're programmed to eat. We are programmed to crave delicious foods, and we have changed deliciousness. We have bleached deliciousness out of whole, real foods that grow in the ground and walk off farms, and we put it into processed foods, and that is why so many people are making poor food choices.
Well, under the circumstances, this is like right up my alley, the alley of the program. This program is aimed at helping the issues that the small family farmer faces, the small ag business faces, the hobby farmer, and the locavore who wants to have the best supply of food that he or she can find, that wants to go find it, wants to see it, either the cow being milked or the produce being grown. And so when you approach this, and I'm interested because you're a Canadian, so I'm wondering if the same problems exist there as do here in America.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the reason there is this locavore movement is because a lot of people have woken up and said, hey, you know, there's something wrong with food and I want to get better stuff. So in that regard, it's very encouraging. But I think the other thing to keep in mind is one of the reasons the family farms find themselves in such a difficult position is because our agricultural system has been totally commoditized. We sell everything, you know, by the pound or by the gallon, and quality has nothing to do with it. It's all about quantity. And when you're getting paid by the gallon or by the pound, there's no incentive for you to produce something good. There's only an incentive for you to produce a lot of it.
Yep.
And that's what we've done. Food is more abundant and cheaper than it's ever been, but we've paid a major price in quality.
Well, and therefore we pay a major price in our health. It's very interesting when you look at the epidemics of obesity and heart disease and diabetes and all of that stuff. It really brings us around to understanding, or I guess not understanding, the message. I think this past week I saw something that 13% of the public is actually eating enough vegetables and fruits. How do you explain that, given the fact there's so much information, so much attention to diet, to good food, to taking care of yourself, to living longer? I don't understand how people so miss the mark here, Mark.
I think, you know, it's helpful to think of it the way we think about smoking. We all know that smoking is bad for us, that it's deadly. And yet so many people continue to smoke, and it's not because they're stupid, and it's not because they don't know it. It's because they are programmed by impulses, and the same thing is true with food. So how can we expect, you know, a nation of more than 300 million people to eat their fruits and vegetables if those fruits and vegetables taste like tap water? How can we expect them to make those decisions when there are foods that literally lie to their brains in the, you know, flavored crackers and potato chips and soda? We think that we're rational. We think that we're completely in control of our decisions. But when it comes to things like this, we're not always in control. Some of the most interesting information I researched in this book was the neuroscience of food addiction. And what it found is that food addicts don't actually like food more than a healthy eater. They don't get as much, they don't get any more pleasure from it. Their problem is they're seized by uncontrollable cravings.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is we've created so much food that kind of reprograms our palate and gets us to make food decisions that we know are bad for us. And there's an awful lot of people who are in a terrible relationship with food. They know it's bad. They try to resist it, but they get afflicted by these cravings. They binge, and then they melt into a puddle of self-loathing. It's an awful situation, and it's not healthy mentally, and it's certainly not healthy physically.
Mark is trying to reestablish taste and nutritional value in our fruits and vegetables. I am thinking as I listen to you, when I go into the store, I have a dairy farm, and I've been selling raw milk and cheeses and ice cream and that sort of thing, food produced on the farm or for the farm, for a number of years. And what we have are people coming into the store and say, wow, this milk tastes so good. Even if they didn't grow up on raw milk like I did and they didn't know what the taste was, they can compare it to the stuff they buy in the store, which is basically white water. And they, I mean, there's no comparison to, and so they'll pay $11 a gallon for real milk versus, what, $5 or $6 a gallon for the milk that's really water. And so you expand that across the horizon of food, the fruits that are grown here and there. I have become in awe of this Driscoll brand. Every place you go, the strawberries, the raspberries, the blackberries, Driscoll, 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 everywhere. And they have some organic and they have some regular. And I just wonder how quickly they came into the arena here so that they're national and everybody knows who they are. You wonder if they aren't part of, when you look at that and then you see other big commoditized brands for other things, is the fruit that we're getting from them, as you've described, just we're eating it because there's nothing else handy by, or are we eating it because they advertise well? Is there a difference between that produce and the stuff you can get locally or the organic process? You understand what I'm saying? There are all these questions. We see, okay, fresh fruit, let's get it. We don't really pay attention where it comes from, maybe even how it's grown or what the nutritional value. It's red, so therefore it's got to be good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, and it's a really complex thing. You know, people often say, well, whose fault is this? On some level, it's the supermarket's fault because the supermarket has bullied suppliers into you know, producing everything at the cheapest possible cost. On some level, you know, farmers, I don't want to say they've been complicit, but they've held up their end of that and produced the cheapest thing. But we have to also look at the consumer and say we have to stop expecting food to be the absolute cheapest, lowest price possible. That's not how we behave in so many other sectors of the economy. People know that if you spend a little bit more on a car or pickup truck or whatever, you're going to get a better one.
Yep.
We know that the cheapest possible clothes don't always look that good. A lot of people spend more money than they ought to on a smartphone. Why is it when we buy food, the stuff we're putting in our body, arguably the most important decision you make on a day-to-day basis, why do we insist that it has to be 99 cents per pound? This
yeah.
is a lot of this falls on the consumer's shoulder.
Well, it's education, Mark. It's we have been in our, I don't know how it's gone in Canada, but in our country, we have suffered under the hands of a big federal bureaucracy. The education department is a dismal failure. We aren't teaching children about their bodies or about the healthy way to develop a strong body. We used to have health ed courses when I was in school, and I'm not saying welcome back to the good old days, but hello, it was practical. I learned how my body worked. I knew how the nutritional process works, and so now, without these programs, without these programs, children are being raised up to adulthood to believe that, you know, Chocios or whatever they are, which is basically sugar, sends you into the crazy zone because all that sugar in children's bodies sends them beyond the beyond. And the same is true for many other things that we are exposed to that are just plain bad. But we don't have the education to counter the advertising, which is education in a manner of speaking. So whatever is heard the most is what's going to prevail.
Yes. And it just, it's an ongoing cycle. It gets worse and worse. I mean, we have a generation of kids now that have grown up eating food like this. They don't know any different.
Mm-hmm.
They've never tasted milk like your milk. So many people.
Yeah.
So, you know, part of the solution is to get flavor back into food. I think things like farmers markets, locavore movement, those things are all steps in the right direction, but it just needs to be taken further.
Right. Volume we're talking. All right. Hold on a second. We'll pause. We're having a conversation with Mark Schatzker, who's written The Dorito Effect. Let's get Mark to explain, although he's done it in a roundabout way, the specific reference to Doritos and their flavors as we continue here on The American Family Farmer.
Attention ice cream lovers. Did you know July is National Ice Cream Month? Aficionados agree when it comes to the best tasting ice cream, fresh is the must-have ingredient. And no one knows that better than the folks in Lamar's, Iowa, home of Blue Bunny Ice Cream. CEO Mike Wells.
Since 1935, my family's been making Blue Bunny ice cream right here in Lamar's, Iowa. We start with fresh milk sourced daily from local farmers and turn it into out-of-this-world ice cream in less than 24 hours so that you can experience the joy that comes in every bite of Blue Bunny.
Blue Bunny is the largest privately held, family-owned ice cream manufacturer in the United States, producing more than 150 million gallons of ice cream each year, making Lamar's the ice cream capital of the world. So what is the most popular flavor these days?
Believe it or not, vanilla is still our top seller, followed by Blue Bunny fan favorite Bunny Tracks and our delicious mini swirls cones.
Blue Bunny has more than 400 ice cream flavors, frozen dairy desserts, and novelties. For more, go to bluebunny.com.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Unlike Tums, new Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for combined powerful relief of your worst symptoms of heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're past that.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party. kick acid and gas with new Rolaids Advance.
Improve the look of your home for less with hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Choose from over 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, woodlook tile, and more, all for a lot less than other stores. This week, get gorgeous Amber City Strand bamboo for just $1.99 and more hardwood floors from 99 cents. Special coupon savings on all Bellawood pre-finished hardwood with best-in-class scratch resistance. North American and European laminate from 49 cents and more.
And 18-month special financing
for the floor you want at the price you deserve. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver One. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Doug Steffen, American Family Farmer, on the air again this weekend. With me in this part of the program is Mark Schatzker, who is a writer, wrote a book about our food supply, and it's called The Dorito Effect. The reference is to flavor, I'm guessing.
Yes. Let me tell you the story of the Doritos, because nobody knows this, and it tells us so much about what happened to food. The very first Dorito was just a salted tortilla chip, like the kind that you buy to dip in salsa or guacamole, and that's what people did with it back then. There was a little diagram in the package that, you know, showed you could put it in a bean dip or something. It really didn't sell all that well. It was not much of a success, almost got canned, and then the guy who invented Doritos had this brilliant insight. He said, let's make them taste like taco. And that's what they did. They added MSG, and they added flavorings and yeast extract to make these corn tortilla chips have the savory, thrilling notes of a taco. And they achieved that just with chemicals. There was no, you know, braised pork or chopped onion or cilantro or anything like that in there. It was just chemicals, because flavor technology at this point was just starting to come into its own. And Doritos very suddenly went from being something people didn't buy a whole lot of to something that people could not get enough of. The next flavor after taco was nacho cheese, and the rest is history. And the thing we need to understand here is that it's the flavoring chemicals that made these so craveable, so difficult to resist. And that is the story of our food. We're putting these flavorings, they're called natural or artificial flavorings, and there's no difference between the two. There's nothing natural about natural flavorings. We're putting these in everything. It's not just potato chips and soda. We're putting them in yogurt. We're putting them in soy milk. We're putting them in pasta sauce and in frozen pizzas. It's all over fast food. These are the chemicals that incite us to eat. These are the chemicals that make food seem delicious. And there's more of it ever in processed food, and we're losing it in whole foods. So, you know, no wonder people are eating the processed food and not eating the whole food.
Well, the whole food is subject to the regimen of more and big agriculture. What you see is the land doesn't get respect. It's over-fertilized, and there's too much Roundup, and there are too many chemicals that are in the land, so the dirt is dead. You can get things to grow in it by fertilizing it, but that doesn't mean you're reinforcing or re-enhancing the quality of the dirt itself. You can always get things to grow with a little extra shot of fertilizer, even some manure, but it doesn't re-establish the land or keep the land in its purest state. And so the things that we're growing are chemically based, not based of the earth. And that's the point, I think, that you're trying to make here.
Absolutely. You know, we create tomatoes and strawberries that look, I mean, a modern tomato looks like a tomato. It just doesn't taste like a tomato. And nutritionally, it doesn't have what a tomato has.
It tastes like you're eating, you might as well be eating the morning newspaper. That's what it is there's nothing to it unless you're getting it on a small farm that's locally based. You can go see what's going on there. That's really the key. watching, seeing, being in touch, educating yourself and your family, because the government's not going to do it. The government's going to be in collusion with all these guys that want to grow newspaper. Hold on just a second. We'll continue. Mark Schatzker, the Dorito effect, our food, and what you can do to fix the food supply problems we have in our country.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now, a twice as nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here every week to overview problems that farmers are having, the ag-based businesses, what problems are they having, what can we do to help in your service. You're a hobby farmer, you're listening carefully and intently. If you are a locavore, you want to know how we can find the best food, the best produce. There are attitudes in our country. As I'm listening to you, I'm thinking about my friend Phil Lempert. Do you know who he is?
I do not.
All right. If you look up supermarketguru.com, you'll see all about him and his work. One of the things, he's been on my radio program for years. One of the things he says is people are going to first be driven to flavor. So why the same thing basically you're saying? Why not make sure that the flavor that we are producing in the tomatoes, in the corn, in the beans, in the berries is the good old-fashioned flavor, not artificially enhanced, but it comes out of good ground. And so once people are convinced the flavor of whatever it is good, that's what they're going to buy. If Doritos taste good, I'm buying them. If the ice cream tastes good, I'm buying it. If the raspberries taste good, I'm buying it. So this is, it really does boil down in my mind to an educational process. And again, because the government is so, I'm a conspiratorialist. You can probably tell that by listening to me. I'm so fed up with the government sticking its nose into things that it doesn't know anything about and decreeing that you have to do this and you have to do that, when most of the people who are responsible for, if you will, enforcing these codes don't have the slightest idea, don't have the experience, don't have the know-how. They're looking at some book or rules and regulations that come down from other people who don't know anything. And so here we are. We're faced with increasing strength of government to fight against and put farmers out of business, and big companies like Monsanto suing farmers because of the corn stuff that gets mingled with other corn. And I mean, it's just, it's a mess.
It is a mess. But I think there's a lot of wisdom in what you say, and maybe the best approach is not, you know, a lot of people say, well, what can the government do? What kind of a law can we pass? And what I always say is let's not worry about that for now. Let's just teach people about the importance of eating real food that's delicious. I think the way out of this mess is that if people eat real food, chicken, strawberries, blueberries, cucumber, that actually has flavor, they will be satisfied by what they eat. It will be delicious, and they won't find that they're hungry an hour after and they're craving, you know, that bag of chips or that second Big Mac.
Right. Yeah, it is much more fulfilling to have good spinach and lettuce and tomatoes and carrots and that sort of thing. I'm thinking about what I had for dinner last night, a little bit of pasta and a nice salad mixed with all kinds of things, and it tasted great and was good for me. And that's all, and it's cheap.
Afterwards.
By the way, it's cheap. You can go to a good store, a good local market, and you can buy the fixins for a dinner that is quality, bring it home, and cook it, and it'll cost you less than going with the family to a fast food joint.
I completely agree. I think there's this myth we constantly perpetuate that processed food is so cheap. You know, if you look for it, you'll find a cracker that's on sale for $1.29. But the truth is processed food is not cheap. I got three kids. If the family goes to McDonald's, it's going to cost us $30 or $35.
Yep.
I can put an outstanding meal on the table for $35. I can put a great meal on the table for half of that.
Plus, down the road, if they keep eating the things at the fast food joint, they're going to be an extraordinary expense, which is another collusion between big pharma and big government. We want to make people sick so we can sell them pills so we can make money, and maybe they'll get better, maybe they won't, but at least we'll have made money off of them being sick. I mean, this is an insidious, horrible plan that we, if you think it through, I mean, it doesn't take any great genius to figure out what's going on. All you got to do is be a step ahead or a little bit smarter than the people who are trying to convince you that it is a good way for you to spend your money or your time going to these places. It isn't. And
I agree. And I hear that all the time. People say, oh, well, this food you're talking about costs more money. And my reaction is, why is it so shocking that better food should cost a little bit more?
Mm-hmm.
But also, what about the added expense? How much does it cost you to eat a terrible diet? The obesity is the number one cause of preventable disease. And that costs billions and billions of dollars, not to mention the suffering, the unnecessary pain, the unnecessary death. What about that? Why are we so fixated on a difference, say, 20 or 30 cents per pound for tomatoes, and we're not thinking about the consequences?
Yeah. So pay attention. Check out this book, The Dorito Effect, written by Mark Schatzker, something to look forward to in terms of getting your head on straight, if you will, or looking to help your own cause, whether you're a local farmer or you're a locavore. This is the right attitude to have toward our food supply. Mark, thank you for being here and explaining what's the Dorito Effect. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's version of The American Family Farmer.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.